بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شارف بلو الشيخ أول روني وقت تبريز دورة الشيخ العرب العجم مزيش حكيم ومدختص ابن والله مرقده from the book فيضان محبت. The title of نظم is جان دے دی میں نے ان کے نام پر. I gave my life on the name of Allah. جان دے دی میں نے ان کے نام پر, عشق نے سوچا نہ کچھ انجام پر. جان دے دی میں نے ان کے نام پر, عشق نے سوچا نہ کچھ انجام پر. میر مت مرنا کسی گلفام پر, میر مت مرنا کسی گلفام پر. خاک ڈالو گے انہیں اجسام پر, خاک ڈالو گے انہیں اجسام پر. عشق نے سوچا نہ کچھ انجام پر. رش سب کرتے ہیں اس ناکام پر, رش سب کرتے ہیں اس ناکام پر. جی رہا ہوں میں تمہارے نام پر, جی رہا ہوں میں تمہارے نام پر. جان دے دی میں نے ان کے نام پر, عشق نے سوچا نہ کچھ انجام پر. تف ہے یارو طالب اکرام پر, تف ہے یارو طالب اکرام پر. میں فدا ہوں عاشق بدنام پر, میں فدا ہوں عاشق بدنام پر. لڑ رہے ہو ان سے کیوں دشنام پر, لڑ رہے ہو ان سے کیوں دشنام پر. کتنا پردہ ہے تمہارے کام پر, کتنا پردہ ہے تمہارے کام پر. کیا تعجب ہے تیرے دشنام پر, کیا تعجب ہے تیرے دشنام پر. اور کیا برسے گا اس بدنام پر, اور کیا برسے گا اس بدنام پر. میر مت مرنا کسی گلفام پر, خاک ڈالو گے انہیں اجسام پر. کیوں فدا ہے میر تو آرام پر, کیوں فدا ہے میر تو آرام پر. کیوں فدا ہے میر تو آرام پر. عشق ہوتا ہے فدا عالم پر, عشق ہوتا ہے فدا عالم پر. جان دے دی میں نے ان کے نام پر, عشق نے سوچا نہ کچھ انجام پر. رشک سب کرتے ہیں اس ناکام پر, جی رہا ہوں میں تمہارے نام پر. عشق نے سوچا نہ کچھ انجام پر, جان دے دی میں نے ان کے نام پر.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى. اما بعد, this beautiful بیان of our honorable illustrious Dala Shaykh Ari Billah, رومی وقت ابریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ, حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ, حضرت has presented this بیان in beautiful poetic form to make us understand how enjoyable and beautiful deen is, That is, if we realize why Allah Ta'ala has created us, what is our maqsad and object, and that is that we become the pure slaves of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and we love for Allah and we die for Allah. And that is why Hazrat has titled us so beautifully, Jaan De Di Maine Unke Naam Par, that I have given my life on the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah who has given me my life, only Allah knows the worth of our life. So it is only worthy that you give your life to Allah. And beautifully Hazrat explains in another poem, Agar Jaan Di To Di Hui Usi Ka Thi, Haq To Ye Hai Ki Haq Ada Hi Nahi Hui. And even if you gave your life to Allah, then in reality this is no great achievement, because your life, Allah gave you your life. So you shouldn't think that I've done something great. It is only through the kindness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and we should be begging, O Allah, my life is not worth being accepted by you, but please accept my life. In other words, give me tawfiq to love that type of life, that at every moment, and what is it actually to give our life to Allah? That temptations will come in our lives, and various different types of shaitan will present different types of enjoyments and attractions to us. At that time, we give our life to Allah. We don't fall into attractions, we don't fall into temptation. I will rather die, but I won't disobey the commands of Allah. So this is what we learn from our pious elders and from this majlis Hazrat has brought us here from our Shaykh, that this is how we should be giving our life to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this will only come when a person starts realizing that the greatest gift is the ishq, the true burning love of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person just gets an iota or just an inkling that there is a thing like the love of Allah, then a person will be ready under all circumstances to give his life to Allah. As Hazrat explains here, that loving in the company of the friends of Allah, that burning love, the ishq, the love of Allah that has penetrated the heart of our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, Hazrat says, Jaan De Di Maine Unke Naam Par, ishq ne socha na kuch anjaam par, that I have given my life on the name of, for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that the love of Allah Ta'ala that has penetrated every part of my body and every drop of blood in my body, it didn't look at the end result. It knew that they are giving your life for Allah, that is the best thing that a person can be chosen for. And in reality, it's not that we can give our life to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala chooses us, then only we should be begging Allah that, oh Allah, I am not worthy of anything, but please accept me and take my life for your pleasure. And then Hazrat explains, if you want this great opportunity to give your life for Allah Ta'ala, then first of all, you must learn to sacrifice for Allah Ta'ala. Meer mat marna kisi gulfam par, khaak daloge unhi ajtam par. Hazrat says that, Meer, O sir, that don't give your life or don't die for any of these idols of this world. Whether it is illicit love affairs, whether it is any position, or whether it is any degree or anything that you think that you'll get some name and fame and position, Hazrat says that all this is just made of sand and water. All these bodies that you are dying for, one day this sand is going to be thrown on you. Whether it's the body that you are running after, an illicit love affair, and that is just made of sand and water, it's going to be thrown. Your body also, the sand and water is going to be thrown upon. And that body also, and everything else in this world also, has got no reality. Only the reality is the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Hazrat explains, those people who have learned the reality of life, that we are the slaves of Allah, and the love of Allah has penetrated their heart. Such personalities, Hazrat explains, like himself, in such a humble way, Hazrat has presented it here. Rush sab karte hai uska naam par, to us naakam par, ji raha hu main tumhare naam par. That, O Allah, through your grace and mercy, that people, when they hear me talking of your love, everybody, they envy. What a great personality. This is a love of Allah. This is a true wali of Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat says that, although I am worth nothing, O Allah, it is only your kindness that you have granted me your love. But people are envying, and people love to sit in the company of the friends of Allah, like our Hazrat,
When we hear about the love of Allah and what they say, it's no achievement from my side. Ji rahahu me tumhare naam par. Oh Allah, I'm only loving every split moment. I'm only loving through the barakat of your name, through your kindness. And when a person realizes this, this is the very high stage of ikhlas, that you realize that I can't do absolutely nothing myself. It is only through the grace and mercy of Allah. And nobody can do anything for me also. So you don't worry whether what people say. And we are only worried that Allah must be happy with me. Hazrat says, if a person doesn't realize this, and he thinks that now I am a wali of Allah, and look at how people are gathering by me, then Hazrat says, Tuf hai ya, yaro talib ikram par, mein fidahu aashik badnaam par. That how the sad and disgusting upon such a person who is the desiring honor and respect and dignity. Everybody must regard me as somebody. Hazrat says that I am fida, I sacrifice that person who is the aashik badnaam, that he is a disgraceful lover of Allah. Outwardly he looks like a lover of Allah, but his object and purpose is name and fame, and people must honor him, respect him. Allah save me, all of us. And this is why Allah brings us here, to get this medicine that has to penetrate our heart. Then Hazrat says, when this is your object, lad rahe ho unse kyu dushnam par, kitna parda hai tumhare kaam par. That why you are fighting about what one another, on your enmity for one another, that I am so and so, I am so and so. Hazrat says that how much Allah has covered all your working, and Allah Ta'ala, if Allah wanted to disgrace you, Allah could disgrace you immediately. But it is only Allah Ta'ala's kindness. And the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they do so much good, but they are worried, oh Allah, only if you accept, it is your kindness. As Hazrat explains in another poem, agar tu chahe hame hai karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil hi nahi. Oh Allah, if you chose me, it is only your favor. I am not worth being chosen. So it is only Allah Ta'ala's special mercy that we realize and understand that in the spot of the love of Allah, a person has to annihilate himself totally and realize I'm absolutely nothing. It is only Allah's kindness. Allah is not in need of anybody. Not even the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. It is Allah Ta'ala's special mercy and kindness. Hazrat says, kya ta'ajjub hai tere dushnaam par, aur kya bartega us badnaam par. That Hazrat says, what is so astonishing that you are the enmity or enemy of yourself because you want honor, respect. You're not doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then upon such action, what won't Allah Ta'ala send down? That in the beginning it will look that you have got lot of honor, you got lot of status. So many people are following me on my Twitter and I have got so many followers, etc. But when Allah Ta'ala opens the reality, Allah save us, if we don't make tawbah and istighfar, then Allah Ta'ala will open such a reality that in this world you'll be disgraced. And your own followers, so to say, they will spit on you. So Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat is teaching us here, don't be fooled. Realize that we have to give our life for Allah Rabbul Izzat and only for the pleasure of Allah. And not think that I have done something. It is only Allah's kindness, Allah's mercy. That kyu fida hai mere, main tu aram par, kyu fida hai mir, tu aram par, ishq hota hai fida alam par. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explains here that, O mir, that you want to sacrifice yourself outwardly, that you're sacrificing for deen, but you want pleasure and you want honor, you want respect. In reality, what is love? Love is itself that it sacrifices on difficulties. That is the love of Allah Ta'ala. That you sacrifice yourself on difficulties, middle of the night, getting up for tahajjud, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, and whatever, traveling for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that people must say, I went here and I, or you announcing yourself, which you have to go through difficulties for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, you'll have to crush your nafs, sacrifice your passion and your desires, especially in the part of the love of Allah Ta'ala and in the part of deen, that when a person feels that I am getting some honor, Allah Ta'ala save us, then Hazrat says that this is a sign of stupidity and you are an enemy of yourself. Realize that to get to the Allah Rabbul Izzat and to get this love of Allah Ta'ala, then you have to sacrifice, you have to give your life upon difficult conditions. When death comes, you sacrifice all death and you give your life for the pleasure of Allah. Allah Ta'ala grant us the reality.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. During the rites of Muslim, fellow Muslim brothers, many ahadith are mentioned here. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. He neither wrongs him nor hands him over to the enemy. Whoever fulfills the need of a Muslim, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill his need. Whoever removes the difficulties from a Muslim, Allah will remove from him one of the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. Whoever conceals the fault of a Muslim, Allah will conceal his fault on the day of Qiyamah. And the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is sufficient as an evil for a person to despise his Muslim brother. In other words, if a person has this habit and does not have any other evil in him, he is still not found wanting in evil. He is still a very evil person. Everything of a Muslim is prohibited to other Muslims. His life, his wealth and his honor. Note, it is neither permissible to cause pain to his life, loss to his wealth, nor attack his honor in any way. Example, by disclosing his faults, backbiting him and so on. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take a qasam in the name of that being in whose control is my life. No person can be a perfect believer unless he loves for his Muslim brother what he loves for himself. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person will not enter Jannah whose neighbors are not safe from his mischief. In other words, they always fear harm from him. The hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person is not of us who does not show mercy to our juniors, abstains from respecting our elders, does not enjoin good, and does not forbid evil. Note, it is also the right of a Muslim to teach him about deen when the occasion demands it. However, it should be done in an affectionate and cultured manner. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a Muslim brother is backbitten in the presence of a person, and the latter has the ability to defend him and does so, Allah Ta'ala will come to his defense in this world and in the year after. If he does not defend him despite having the power to do so, Allah Ta'ala will take him to task in this world and in the year after. Hazrat Ufay ibn Amir radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who sees a fault in another, but conceals it, that is, he does not relate it to others, is like one who has saved the life of a girl who has to be buried alive. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, each one of you is a mirror to his fellow Muslim. If he sees any evil in him, he must remove it. Just as he would remove a mark which he sees on his face when looking in the mirror. In other words, he only shows it to the one who has the fault and to no one else. In the same way, this person must rectify the fault of his Muslim brother very subtly without embarrassing him. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, treat people according to their rank. In other words, interact with them according to their ranks and positions. All of them cannot be treated equally. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, that person is not a perfect believer who eats to his fill, while his neighbor remains hungry. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a believer is a repository of kindness and affection. There is no goodness in the person who is not affectionate to anyone, and from whom no one can find solace, none can find solace. In other words, he remains aloof from everyone and does not have contact with anyone. Abstaining from having ties with a person or reducing ties with him for the sake of deen is excluded from this ruling. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who fulfills the need of another solely to bring joy to him has in fact brought joy to me. The one who brings joy to me, he has made Allah happy. The one who Allah is happy with, Allah will enter him into Jannah. Now the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person assists a person in distress, Allah will record 73 points of forgiveness for that in his favor. One point of forgiveness is sufficient to rectify all his works in this world, and 72 will become his rank on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a Muslim person, whoever visits a sick person or a brother of his, solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, an angel calls out, "You have done well. May your walking be blessed, and may you receive an abode, a palace in Jannah." Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "It is not lawful for a person to sever ties with his brother for more than 3 days, in the sense that the two of them meet while each one turns his face away from the other. The better of the two is the one who initiates the salam." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Save yourself from evil thoughts about others, because this is the worst of lies. Do not spy on another, neither in good nor in evil. Do not cheat each other by raising the price of an item while having no intention of purchasing it. Do not be envious of each other. Do not be a malice towards each other. And do not backbite each other. O servants of Allah, love as brothers to each other." Another narration has, "Do not have doubts about each other." And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A Muslim has 6 rights over another Muslim." He was asked, "What are they?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Make salam to him when you meet him. Accept his da'wah when he invites you. Advise him when he seeks your advice. When he sneezes and says Alhamdulillah, say Arhamukallah. Visit him when he falls ill. And attend his janazah when he passes away." Hazrat, rights above are the general rights of Muslims which generally happen. There are other specific rights for specific occasions. I have written these in Huququl Islam. Try your utmost to fulfill all of these rights, because a lot of disregard is shown to them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire all of us.